The Roz and Mocha Show. We talk to the people that everyone else is just talking about.
So Caitlin Osmond, the figure skater, was on the cover of the Globe yesterday. Damn it, Maury was leading this charge on Twitter, calling it an upskirt shot. It was her in her uniform, her figure skating uniform, that, by the way, she gets marked points on. It's part of the deal with figure skating.
And on the ice. It was I'm talking about a photo.
It was a photo of her on the ice. It wasn't a photo of her bending over in workout.
No,
if it was
but
a photo
still,
of her,
you
if
have
it was
to,
a photo
hey,
of her bending over
upskirt.
In workout,
just admit
it was not upskirt.
It was completely
upskirt.
A,
damn it.
What if it was your daughter
can I tell
and that
you
was
something?
That photo? What
I
if
would
it
be
was
like,
your daughter?
I would be like, you got to be kidding me. My daughter's on the cover of Globe and Mail at a figure skating competition that she didn't even win.
Oh, give me a break. You'd be like, okay, there's probably a lot of other photos they could have chosen from.
Hell no.
By the way, here's what Dammit Maury said to Caitlin Osmond on the phone yesterday.
Oh. Don't get me wrong. It's a great photo. There are people who are hosts of morning shows and news people who are tweeting to the Globe saying how disrespectful because it was like a quote-unquote upskirt photo. So you looked great.
Okay, quote-unquote, so, a.k.a. Way, Maury quote.
Yeah, by the way, you quoted that, Maury. You're quoting yourself, quote-unquote. people go through life looking to be offended by somebody. And what this comes down to is that if you see a picture of a 17-year-old athlete doing what she is trained to do at a world competition and all you think are sexual thoughts, the problem is yours. Okay,
that's where the Globe and Mail even thought the photo was inappropriate.
I know the Globe and Mail pandered. The Globe and Mail had
the
cave.
A bad picture because everybody else was making such a big deal about it.
You get so offended by everything.
Anyway, it's 416-870-8888. Line one. Go ahead.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I think that's pretty disgusting how people their minds venture off and think about some like really sad stuff. You know, the society's becoming like terrible with social media. They gotta always post stuff on Facebook and Twitter. It's like, what happened to the old school? People had like social skills and they talked to each other. Now everyone's just tweeting and Facebook messaging.
Hey, what's your name?
Nick Hackett.
I'll tell you right now, the one thing that Roz said just now on the radio that I thought the exact same thing yesterday is that people will find anything and everything to be offended by.
Yeah, I heard that.
It doesn't matter what it is,
yeah,
but they will find something to be offended by. And then they'll go and they'll announce it to the world.
It's like they go into a restaurant looking for it to fill so they can make a get a discount on the food or something.
We go through life looking to make ourselves feel better. We are very self-serving and narcissistic as people, and that's fine. It's a survival skill. But people go through life to point out other flaws, to point out flaws in other people just for the sole purpose of making yourself feel that you're better than them.
Absolutely.
That's what people do. That's what people do. That's why they get offended by this. And it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's sad.
All right, buddy. Thanks so much for the call.
All that and more on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's number one hit music station, KISS 92.5.